Yeah, so good morning, Charles from Devemco. We're just having a very casual coffee chat with Andre Capella from Growth Coalition. Andre, thanks for coming to see us. What we want to just go through some of the positive things that are coming out of the city at the moment. Andre is very close to the coalface politically, as well as with the corporate sector business, private business. And we just want to talk about some of the good news stories rather than just all the bad news we're hearing about the sewage and the water and all the rest of it. What's happening and what are we doing? So, Andre, I don't know if you could just maybe just share some stories over the last sort of couple of weeks of what's going on.
Well, you know, wherever there's a problem, there are opportunities. And just 2 weeks ago, we've hosted the president of the Republic, Ramaphosa. And he brought in five of his senior ministers, national ministers.
Okay.
And the business community was represented by 55 biggest corporations and businesses operating KZN, the biggest employers and so on. To cut the story short, we've come to an agreement where, for the first time, the president has put together a working committee on infrastructure development and economic development in the country. Not only has he confirmed this in the meeting, he took it to cabinet and approved it.
No, amazing.
And a public statement was made and so on. So what it means is that he's committed to meet with us on the common agenda every 6 weeks. And we welcome this because what it means that the national ministries can realign now their budget and their staff components, you know, to assist in particular initially and immediately on the water and water sanitation and so on.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. We know we've got load shedding. Obviously, that's national, but Durban, Itigweni, and the sewage problem and the water crisis is sort of unacceptable.
Yeah. Well, those decisions are executive decisions, so they are then carried out by the administrators, not by politicians only.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. And then B, yes, it's a national competency. And once decisions are made to expand and budget for, and that's what we're after.
Yeah.
Already we have 10 stations being taken over by the National Water and Sanitation Ministry in Itigweni.
Amazing.
And more to come. So we are no longer talking about possible or if and so on. It's happening already.
Yeah.
I was at the meeting with the premier this morning and the mayor, and they were updating business community on an expenditure. And the figures that he has mentioned, like 550 million on the Northern Aqueduct and so on, those are serious figures and so on. And not about in the budget, it's already being commissioned and they're spending now. So we have confidence that the issue of water, especially in the very, very important areas of economic developments, you know, in the northern part, the Durban beachfront, and so on, that will be taken care of within the next 6 to 9 months.
We've been working on this for probably 3 years.
Yes.
And it's the first bit of good news that we've had, and it's been push. Yeah. But finally, we've got some big guns coming down and saying it's going to be sorted.